Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.
The last opponent, the Texans, who they just drove the Bills offense crazy and dominated the Bills offense. And a big talking point was how much help that Josh Allen needs. 8 sacks and not a lot of separation out there. And they've made a move. They add an old friend. The Bills signed Brandon Cooks. A big addition to the receiving core in need of a playmaker. Brandon Cooks, who is 32, was waived by the Saints last week after he requested his release, and he went unclaimed in waivers. He had 19 catches for $165 with no touchdowns in 10 games with the Saints. And the Bills bring him in and add him in. That's the type of help they are. I wonder if Keon Coleman will get to start playing again. But I think, listen, I think there were a lot of issues with their offense and their game plan. DeMeco said as much, but a big thing was their receivers just couldn't seem to get a lot of separation.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt. The last two times that the Bills have come to Houston, I mean, we can blame it on injuries, but obviously it impacted the game. 2 years, or last year, it was Shakir. This year, it was
Dalton, Kincaid,
the big tight end. You can blame it on that, but I think even with those guys, they still leave a lot to be desired from a skill player perspective. I think they've got a really good plan against certain defenses to play that triangle inside with the quarterback, the running back, ultimately the running game, the tight end, the slot receiver, and you can get a lot accomplished there, especially as talented as Josh Allen is. But you need something on the outside that when a team does dedicate a lot of attention to stopping what your identity is, okay, now you've got a counterpunch. And the reality of it is, especially with no Keon Coleman, you have no counterpunch. I mean, you're relying on Gabe Davis, who wasn't good enough to be on a team at the moment
to begin with.
The moment you ran Diggs off, he still wasn't good. He wasn't a guy like, okay, we're gonna keep him and keep riding with him. So. And he wasn't good enough to go to Carolina and play, by the way. So it's, yeah, I think there's a real need for an outside presence. If you get Brandon Cooks in there, I don't know how much tread he's got left on the tire, but you get Brandon Cooks back in there, and if you can get Keon Coleman up to speed, that is a huge plus and could be some kind of pressure reliever, if you will, off of what their actual identity is. But right now, their identity as it is going to be really, really tough to win 4 playoff games. Josh Allen is talented enough against certain defenses, particularly undisciplined defenses, that he can go out there and he can have the 6 touchdown games. He can go out there and run for 80 yards. He can go out there and you know, muck his way to a couple of big wins, but 4 straight to win a Super Bowl, that would be a tall task if they don't do something. Not that Brandon Cooks is the answer.
I don't know. I was going to say, I wonder if Brandon Cooks is the guy.
You know, I don't know that he's the answer. My point in saying what I'm saying is it's not like they're an offense that needed DK Metcalf to go out there. You know, they really just need Keon Coleman's ass to get back healthy and play like a second year first round pick is what they need to do. But You don't need a whole hell of a lot outside of what you already have to keep teams honest, because all you're trying to do is keep them honest. You're not trying to beat them like a drum out wide. You're just trying to keep them honest. And so you don't need a ton. This could be a difference maker. Is it enough? Probably not. They need Keon Coleman to come back and be big, at least be a presence. Hell, he's going to stand on the sideline in street clothes. So
yeah, whatever that is, situation, it seems to be more than injury. It seems to be discipline. So whatever that is, they've got to figure that out. But Brandon Cooks does go to a team in the wild card race that the Texans are in with. All right, let's look at this, because D'Amico Ryans, he does the coach's show every Monday night, 5 o'clock, right behind us, and he had an interesting question posed to him by the fellas in regards to Thanksgiving. This is
Black Friday, more like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is D'Amico.
So you're an Alabama alum, so you have to invite one of the following Auburn alums to your Thanksgiving table, Coach.
I love this.
Okay, so you have the choice of one of these four: Bo Jackson, Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, Charles Barkley, Cam Newton. You have to pick one of those four Auburn alums to sit with your Bama family.
But if you pick Cam, you have to wear one of his hats.
Oh, man, that would be sweet. Well... Man, that's a tough one. So many great guys. I'm going to roll with Bo Jackson. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to roll with Bo just because Bo, he can sit with my family because he knows my family. Yeah. We're from the same hometown. Okay. He's from Bessemer. We actually both got inducted into the Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame together earlier this year in May, and his family couldn't be there. So he said, "Hey, Miko, can I use your family?" And he said, "Family, can you stand up for me?"
That's great.
So Bo's a great guy, man. Bo's a great guy. He played football with my uncles in high school. Oh, so hometown guy, I'll go with him.
Yeah, what a major flex there towards the end from D'Amico as they both went into the Hall of Fame together.
Humble and brag.
And he had to use his family to go in. All right, if you had to, your school's rival, you know, Tyler, we know it's the Longhorns. Clint, I mean, I would just say Tennessee, and I think we all understand the reasons why, but... And then for me, it's Missouri. I have to live with one, very similar to to you, Clint. But at least she's Texas. But who would be yours? I mean, that's a pretty good list of people that he could invite, notable alums of Auburn. Who would be yours, Clint?
Well, they're not real notable. I mean, I would not go with T. Martin. I would not go with Reggie White. I would not go with... Peyton Manning. I would not go with Jamal Holmes. Lewis. I wouldn't go. I'm going off football, but I wouldn't go with
Candace Parker. You wouldn't do any of that.
No. Well, I'm thinking with my upstairs, you know, here. I'd probably go with old Billy Ratliff. He's the D lineman that recovered my fumble, man. We'd have some good talks.
Damn, that seems intense.
Well, here's the deal. It would be Billy Ratliff recovered the fumble. Ray Knock Thompson in 1999 when we had him beat at the very end. I was taking a knee, and he jumps over the center and headbutts me as I'm taking a knee. So he may get an invite. And then Dante Stallworth Dante Stallworth was the one that was there in 98 and 99. And after the game in 99, when we beat them, everybody rushed the field. Dante Stallworth stayed out there for what felt like an hour to find me and congratulate me. So it'd be one of those three, but probably Billy Ratliff, because we're so closely related in Tennessee lore. National championship guy that recovered it and made it happen. So probably right, probably Billy Ratliff.
You know, at Missouri, Brad Pitt would be the first person.
You really put some thought into this, didn't you?
Brad Pitt, I've got some questions for
you,
Brad.
You went to Mizzou?
Yeah, I got some questions for Brad.
Wild.
I really do. That's a great question. But I got some questions. Jennifer Aniston, Angelina, I got some questions. How did that go down? First thing, I mean, there's a conversation right there. So Brad Pitt, number one in the building. Stan Kroenke, I want to see what he's going to bring. And maybe something I could keep. I don't know. I would expect him to bring something really, really nice that I could keep. And I want to know if I can get in on some of that money. And then Jordan Clarkson. Jordan Clarkson played. He's in the NBA now. Played basketball at Mizzou. If you go back and look at Jordan Clarkson's photo when he was at Missouri, and then look at him now, I mean, he's just turned into a completely different person. He's had to have gotten the most ink on his body in that short period of time than he did when he played basketball. He looked like a preacher's kid when he played basketball at Mizzou, and now he looks like the complete opposite of that. So that would be my guys, led by Brad Pitt.
Well, that's a hell of a list.
Brad Pitt is strong.
Yeah, that's
Brad
a hell Pitt's of a list. Strong. I didn't go into the actors. I don't even know what Tennessee has
to offer. I thought John Hamm, because I want to know what, Breaking Bad, but Mad Men, Don Draper, it's one of the greatest characters in television history. He went to Mizzou as well, but I stuck it with Brad Pitt.
I probably would have been with Kenny Chesney and Morgan Wallen. Both are Tennessee guys. I don't know if Morgan actually went to college, but I think Kenny did. So I would have probably thrown them in there.
Took some classes.
But good call. What you got, T?
Well, hate to say it, but there is a pretty strong pool of alumni at the University of Texas. I thought a lot about this. One of the obvious ones I first thought about was old Matthew McConaughey. He's a damn interesting guy. Got a lot of respect for his acting abilities, and I love his movies. But that's not the answer. Then I thought, well, hey, Kevin Durant, even though I watched him torch my basketball squad over and over as a Longhorn, he's now a Houston Rocket. That could be cool for, like, the current time, being who I am, what I do here at Sports Radio 610, have a little dinner with a Rocket, the best Rocket, one of the best players of all time, and Kevin Durant. That wasn't the answer. Vince Young would be cool as the second most electrifying quarterback we've ever seen in college football. That wasn't the answer. Yeah, Manziel. The answer is Ricky Williams.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Because that is one of the most interesting cats we've ever seen in professional sports, or sports, period. And I would have so many damn questions for Ricky Williams. I think it's Ricky.
That's a good one.
Or McConaughey.
By the way, one of the coolest things, McConaughey would be hard for me to pass up, but Rick would be good.
Yeah.
I couldn't recall the story, but I remembered being at a game. My tight end in high school ended up at Texas, and I went to a game, and it was when Ricky, 97, 98, whatever, when Ricky was making the Run, Ricky, Run thing, the documentary, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the shirt that was made, and there was a big controversy over the shirt. It was just his silhouette running back, and you knew it was him, obviously, but it had the dreads hanging out back of the helmet.
Okay,
so you knew it was Ricky, right? And it was before NIL. I can't remember the story. There was a big to-do about this thing. But anyway, at that Texas game, the Texas-Arkansas game this weekend, I saw two of them.
Really?
And they looked like they were the originals back in the day, because you can't sell them anymore because Ricky said, no, I got to get me a piece.
Right.
But they are, it's unbelievable, man, that shirt. And by the way, if you do have dinner with him, tell his ass he owes me an autographed jersey to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll let him know.
Yeah. Farrah Fawcett could have been an option.
Yes. Oh,
wow. Renee Zellweger.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is another one.
Yeah. Janis Joplin. Not bad. Yeah, had some options there. Had some options.
Janis Joplin's a Longhorn?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did not either. No, man. That's some good lists. I would definitely have to. Brad Pitt, boy. I didn't know Brad Pitt. Somebody texted, I didn't know Brad didn't wear deodorant. I was not aware that
that's McConaughey.
I don't think McConaughey does either.
Yeah.
I think
Brad Pitt and him, I think a couple of them got them real hippie vibes going on too. I think so.
Not a surprise that either one does.
Boy, y'all, right. I mean, y'all, golly, man, y'all put some real thought into this. I didn't realize we were going McConaughey and guys like the good gosh, man, Brad Pitt, Stan Kroenke, and I think Billy Ratliff.
We had some options at Tennessee there.
I know I had a ton of options at Tennessee, but I thought we were going like personal experience. Like I didn't realize we were going. Freaking actors.
Hey, there was no rule. There was no box that you had to be left in.
I know. I should have
known.
What's
in the box?
What you got coming off?
Brad Pitt, man. Full circle.
I just want to know, when was the moment you knew you had to have Angelina? What happened? You had Jennifer Aniston. There wasn't nobody hotter than that. What happened on that, Mr.
No? What happened on
that Mr. and Mrs. Smith set? I just want to know.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.